It is Friday. We are recapping the week with Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe checking in right here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hello, Jordy.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey doing well also with their twins, of course, Moroccan and Monroe, who they recently just showed off to Life and Style Weekly, right?
That's absolutely true. They actually made their TV debut last week, but in this week's issue, we have 14 new photos of the twins, and you really get a sneak peek into the lives of these most glamorous twins, I think, ever. And actually, it was funny. The babies came into the world with a live version playing of Mariah's hit Fantasy because she wanted them to hear the applause first thing when they entered the world.
Wow.
And of course, they have the best nursery you could ever think of. Each of their cribs is almost $4,000. They have tons of stuffed animals already, and they have a wardrobe that I think I would want, even though that doesn't fit me.
Like high designers, like for little kids and stuff like that?
Oh, Gucci shoes, Gucci clothes, Valentino, anything you can get in baby size, I'm sure they have.
Well, lots of photos, too, you can check out in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, talking with Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jay-Z and Beyonce expecting a child and preparing for that child with a pretty high-end minivan.
They are taking on their parenting role, but they are still maintaining their A-list status by having a $500,000 minivan.
Wow.
And the minivan includes leather seats, 185 TV channels, and actually even has a shower in the car.
No.
Yep.
How big is this thing?
Big enough, but it looks more of like the inside of a jet plane than I would say the inside of a minivan.
When you're Jay-Z, when you're Beyonce, when you have all this money, you might as well just go all out for your expecting child, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait for them to roll up at soccer practice in that, though.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Justin Timberlake, not so much family-oriented. What are you guys reporting about him in your latest issue?
That's right. Justin actually admitted to us that he likes pot. And he said that he has a medical prescription, so it's absolutely legal, and he is all about it. Justin's admitting to liking something that most people might not be happy to know about.
You know, I feel like he's been a fan of the marijuana for quite some time, but it's only recently now that he finally will openly admit it. He used to try and hide it for the longest time.
Yeah, no, he is saying, he actually told us some people are just better high. You know what? If he's going to do it, he might as well own it.
And you can certainly appreciate the honesty as well.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, you can read about those stories and more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, thanks for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.